movies. What was the last one you were here for?
That's a good question. What was the last one I was here
Speak
for?
Speak up.
Oh, I think it was not Happy Gilmore, but the one before it. Caddyshack?
Were you here for Caddyshack?
I was here for Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
Okay. I'm right. Obviously
memorable. I'm sure our fans remember very well.
I'm sure they do. Yes. I wanted to see Happy Gilmore. I was really caught up about it in that one. Actually, I watched a good couple of movies and The Boiler Room. Did you watch that?
Boiler Room?
Is that what it's called?
No.
What's the car plane one?
Oh, Rounders.
Rounders.
Rounders was a ton of fun.
The Boiler Room is something completely different, isn't it?
But that should be on the list, because isn't that early Vin Diesel?
Yeah, that's when they're...
When he's like, wears a suit.
And George
Kids
BC.
In a penitentiary.
Before he stole his first VCR.
I'm thinking of something else, too.
Before he was a well-known international spy.
Rounders was a movie I wanted to watch.
Well, you should catch Rounders.
Welcome back. We are three dads, possibly a fourth coming in a little while, who are... revisiting the movies of our youth. That tonight we are revisiting one that Brian definitely remembers with nostalgia.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing this one.
I don't think a lot of people saw this, Jim.
Did you see this one?
Is it Toy Soldiers? That
it is.
Yeah. Toy Soldiers.
I don't think I did.
Okay, so...
Actually, because I thought it was something completely different.
Because I'm going to have questions. Are they actual literal toys that are...
No. These are students. Like, they're boys at a prep school led by Sean Astin, Samwise Gamgee, you know, who is a troublemaker, and he is helping them...
Already having a believability problem.
...deal with the fact that their school has been taken over by terrorists. So this came out in the early 90s when there was, like... I think it was started by Home Alone, but it really... We started getting a lot of these movies about bad guys taking over something and kids having to thwart them.
So we're going to be watching all the thwarting...
Yes, it's Sean Astin.
Samwise
Gamgee being a bad boy with is it Louise or Louis Gossett Jr.?
Louis
Gossett Jr. as the principal.
We'll go with Louis.
No, let's go with Louis.
Louis. Good old Louis Gossett Jr.
And
does that mean we have to watch Iron Eagle after this?
I mean,
or Officer and a Gentleman?
I love Officer and a Gentleman. Well, we'll figure out. Like, there might be a couple ways we can go after this. Taps, because this is... So for me, this was a summertime movie because it was one of the VHS tapes available at the general store.
The general store.
So we'd go there. You know, we'd bike 5 miles to get there.
Uphill both ways?
You know it.
In the snow? In the middle of the summer?
In the middle of the summer, because that's what it is in Maine. We get snow 24/7.
I believe that.
Yeah. And my brothers and I would get this movie, and we would just totally dig it. Like, it was fun, it was light, and it's even got the Mawkish Brody actor plays one of the
Mawkish
teachers.
Brody.
Yeah. All right. Pontificates about philosophy. So, I think this is going to be a gem.
With any luck, he's got the Grail already.
He got lost in his own museum.
Is this an Uncle Buck? Is that what you're calling?
No, it's a
throwback to
The Last Crusade. Is he calling this movie an Uncle Buck? Are you calling that early?
Oh no.
I don't think this is not going to be like a, oh my god, this movie's the greatest movie ever.
Is it like a Tommy Boy?
No. I think we're going to be entertained. I think we're going to have fun with it, but I don't think our lives will be changed. But I think it's going to be a good time watching Will Wheaton, Sean Astin.
You should have just sold it to us instead.
I had one of those the other day.
Oh, I'm
house
not
party.
Selling. Oh, yeah.
You remember House Party?
House Party. See?
Vaguely.
Sometimes.
I vaguely remember two thinking, oh, that was probably good.
But Kid then, and Play, right?
Yeah. And then rewatched this. Amazing.
Really?
Uncle Buck. I swear to God. Absolute hidden gem. It's going to enter my, watch every year movie list.
Was that the movie where they end up switching roles?
No.
That was
same actor.
Yeah, it's Kid and Play.
I think same both of them actually. I think it's the same guys. Yeah. Same idea.
Kid
same.
And Play.
Was that House funny. Party 2?
No. I think completely different.
Okay.
Same actors but different.
Face Off.
Yeah, what was it called actually? I remember that one too.
Right?
I kind of want to watch
school,
that one after
school
watching.
Days? So, school?
Maybe?
I don't know.
So, what are the questions we are going to ask?
I don't know, Pete. What are the questions we're going to ask?
Dave, what's question number one?
What's question number one?
What are those? Go for it.
Does this movie hold up?
Yeah! First time! Hooray!
And should we make our children watch it?
That's number three.
Yeah, I know. It's in there. I didn't say what number it was. I just said that was a question.
And question number two.
And should it be removed, remade, remastered, put in the bin? I don't know.
Yeah, no,
I should be really good.
Yeah, covers it. Got it.
We're gonna go and grab some whiskey. Did you bring a beer?
I did not, but I was sick the last
week. We might have running clean today.
Yeah, I'm running clean.
We might have a beer.
I'll have a beer if you have one, but don't worry about it if you don't.
I can't worry about it. I'm old.
I'm more interested in the ice cream. I really am.
And that is the next best part, is we're going to go get some ice cream. Since I obviously don't remember anything about this movie, I've got nothing. You're setting the scene for all of us, Brad.
I just realized there's also another famous person in it.
Go on.
Orbach. Jeffrey Orbach of Law & Order fame.
Which one is he?
The lawyer.
Yeah, I think you're playing fast and loose with the word famous, since I don't know who that is.
Famous unknown person.
Jeremy Orbach.
Oh, that makes... Yeah, now I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, 100%.
Jerry Orbach.
Yes, of course.
Jessica Orbach. Jeremy Irons.
Austin, Massachusetts.
How is Austin? It's something. There's a famous person in there.
He was in... Jerry Orbach. He was the father from Dirty Dancing. He put Baby in a Corner.
Oh, okay. Yep, there we go. I know exactly who you're talking about now.
We got there.
Well, I knew that already.
From its completely different...
Totally remembered. Totally remembered.
Anyways, this movie is chock full of quality.
I really can't wait because I'm excited. I want to see Sean Astin as a bad boy, non-rule follower, aka not Rudy.
Yeah, he might even have like a dangly earring. I don't know. Wearing hammer pants. I'm just saying.
He's gonna have like one dangly earring.
All the bad boys did.
Yeah.
Dangly earring.
It was the 90s.
Well, that's how it is.
All right. Well, let's go do this. Let's go get some ice cream. Let's get some scotch. And we will be right back after Toy Stories.
Or maybe you're trying to say Tolstoy.
Toy soldiers.
Toy soldiers
telling a story.
Yeah.
Toy Story.
Yeah,
Toy I was Story. Right.
I've got Toy Story.
I watched Toy Story. Well, that would be so funny. Okay. We watch Toy Story.
Yeah. Are we going to watch?
I didn't see Shadow.
Would you watch a Pixar version of Toy Soldiers?
Absolutely.
What's the real version?
I know. We're going to do that right now.
That should be the question.
We'll be right back. Movies.
Wait, Pete, did you have a dangly earring in the 80s?
Only a hoop.
we're back in professional. Totally wearing pants still.
You're not wearing your tidy whiteies? Or like, your tidy reds and like
and blues.
All the colored underwear.
They were navy?
Oh, all right, yeah.
I took notes. They were very
important. Yeah, you took notes. There were a lot of young boys in underwear.
Young boys in underwear everywhere.
Yeah.
I heard young boys in underwear, and I had to come and see what you guys were doing today.
Hey, Neil!
We made it. Hooray.
We did it. All right.
Cheers to you, good sir.
Cheers. Are you guys re-upped on the whiskey?
No, I just drank slow.
I just upped.
Yeah, he went here for the re.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. That's fair.
So, welcome back, movie fans. We hope you have also paused the podcast, then went and watched the movie, came back, and now listening to this important discussion of...
I wonder, has anyone ever done that? Actually listened to the start, but now run off and watch the movie.
I bet you most of the thousands of fans that we have do this, because they want to get the full experience that we just went through as well, especially when we did like Time Bandits. We came back from Time Bandits. We're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, no, you can't. You need to have that fresh in your head.
That was terrifying. And, you know, because Sean Connery is King Agamemnon. I can never pronounce that name.
Agamemnon.
Anyway,
Different movie. Same score.
Possibly same score.
Was the music the exact... Was it Jurassic Park's music in this?
It was very similar.
I think Dave has a point.
This is a very similar soundtrack.
I couldn't get it out of my head. I thought at any point a dinosaur was going to run into that kitchen, and there we go.
Everyone into the kitchen!
But you notice we had a tense kitchen scene where it's like, whoa, is he going to come through the door? And you know, we see that again.
Tense across the field scene.
Oh, yeah.
Running across the field. Oh, and kind of like a Jeep thing.
We also had the very, very standard terrorist trope of I'm standing guard looking at things, and
I'm really bad at doing that. They put me out here, and I can't see anything.
They did
like,
a great job of distracting them.
I'm sorry. Oh, how can you be distracted by a Black Hawk helicopter coming up right behind
you? I mean at the end, where they're like, wonder what's going on out there, and the sneak attack copter?
That was not very stealth.
No, I believe that Black Hawk had a silencer on it.
Oh, really?
Guys, we are neglecting the fact
that... Actually, you might be right. I feel like that Gatling gun that was on it, I don't think that exists. It was very...
Silencer Gatling gun.
You're missing the point. These guys have been firing guns all morning. They can't hear shit.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably like, what? Yeah. Ooh, what?
We all miss big Black Hawk fucking helicopters coming like within a yard of us.
All the time. Honestly, like, buy a nickel for every time I've missed a Black Hawk helicopter.
It's like a Prius now.
It's a Subaru in Maine. Yeah. Put some raise your hand. In the coffee. Raise your hand if you have a Subaru in this room.
Hey-o.
Three out of four.
Dad's movie night brought to you by Subaru. Subaru.
What makes a Subaru a Subaru?
I didn't know that.
Nothing better than raising your hands on a podcast.
Yeah they could. We're very visual on this podcast.
Symbolic raising hands.
Everyone knew what we were doing.
They knew. It was no secret. Everybody on here knew that I was raising my hand just like they know I'm not wearing pants.
After they've watched
you
the
never
movie
wear pants, Brian. You never wear pants.
I can't be constricted.
Taking their pants off.
Who would like to go first for a 2-sentence synopsis?
I will jump on this grenade.
Okay, this was...
All right.
This was my call.
All right.
All right. A terrorist organization with daddy issues takes over a school of rich kids to gain leverage in freeing their leader. Alas, they didn't realize Samwise Gamgee and his gang of rabble-rousers were there to thwart their explosive plans.
What? Ooh. Their explosive plans?
Yeah.
Thwart.
Oh.
I thought you said spork.
Spork?
I heard spork. Like a spoon.
I heard a spork.
I heard it would have worked.
Yeah. Because it's kind of prison themed.
That's because I added a thwart.
Won't give you a fork, won't give you a spoon.
Spork. The Colombian judge gives you an 8.
Mm. Before they threw him out of the helicopter.
Very topical, bringing it back to the start of the movie.
There was a joke there about, like, you know, something about the law and flying and, like, dropping the... I don't know. Like, I felt like there was a joke, but I couldn't get there.
We got to workshop that.
They should have given a joke because they pushed him out.
Right? Well, you know what I did appreciate? There were no stupid 80s one-liners with these.
Well, Arnold wasn't in this one.
That could have been step one.
He should have been.
Who would he play?
Arnold would have been the headmaster. Gossett Jr. Yeah. And he would have come flying through the window and he would be like, I still see you.
No, he should have been the headmaster. This is the book. You may not recognize these.
What was that about? The headmaster did kind of go on about that. This is a book.
This is a school.
Like, I feel like they may have seen these
and
before.
First of all, this is like the early 90s. Like, the internet hasn't been invented
like
yet.
They had to read Playboys and called 900 numbers for their porn.
Oh,
they know
God,
about
that was
books.
So funny.
Do you think that maybe the headmaster was having like a senior moment?
I didn't get the reference there. I thought I missed the scene or something. I was like, why is he being sarcastic about this?
No. I'm guessing he didn't know he was mic'd. They're like, just pretend you're teaching a class. This is a book, and I've never been this.
Well, again, Marcus Brody, he always seems like he doesn't know quite what he's doing on set.
That's true. So who's next?
I appreciate it.
You want to go, Neil?
Oh, follow that. Dave?
That was really good. Right. Yeah, I showed up late, so my synopsis at first was, oh, hey, we're watching Jurassic Park. No, we're not. Oh, hey, we're watching Die Hard. No, it's not Die Hard. Wait, is it Dead Poets Society? No, it's not. It's Toy Soldiers.
Like, Die Hard and Dead Poets Society.
That kind of sums it up.
And
like,
Taps. Let's get Taps, the military school one. We should watch Taps next.
A little bit of the Goonies.
A little bit of not
just because of that, though. There's a lot of, like, you know, shenanigans going
on. Sean Astin is really about getting people to go down weird holes.
Yeah, he
kitchens.
Does like tight spaces. What? He does. He's always in, like, crawl spaces
it's
and,
funny
you know,
it's true.
Sneaking through here. Look at this movie. I'm kidding. Him, like,
maybe that was Will Wheaton when he was drawing all the portraits. That was a portrait of Sean Astin. It wasn't a hole.
Well played, sir. To be fair,
Dave, you want to go next? Do you want
me to go? I can't. You go because I can't follow that. I don't want to follow that.
We're unstoppable tonight.
All right, here we go. In a world where Sean Astin is actually a bad boy, but he's not wearing an earring because that's Will Wheaton. The terrorists want to kill the only kid that's actually connected to the mob, so their dad's gonna die. Fuck off, guys. You screwed it up.
Yeah.
That was, you could almost see like the terrorist leader go, ooh.
Yeah, like he, ooh, as soon as it was Will Wheaton that died, he was like, oh, I'm fucking dead.
You tell him this was an accident.
You tell him it was an accident.
We were releasing
seriously, it was really an accident. We really didn't mean it.
Oh, yeah, no, we convinced it even though, like, we knew that it was an accident and I didn't believe him. Like, when he was saying it, he wasn't very convinced. It was actually, we were releasing him. We were letting him.
The problem is, he didn't
believe it at all.
The bad guy's too menacing. He doesn't have like a, hey guys, setting. It's all too tough.
Yeah, but there's always that moment in, you know, when you're telling the truth. It's like when your kid lies to you and you know they're lying, but then they like try to actually tell you the truth. You're like, nah, I don't fucking believe you. No.
He did have that one moment in the cafeteria where he was like, get in the back of the van! And then, like, the guy's laughing at him at the table.
Yeah. Well, that was when it was like,
it'll really explode!
His arms get all twitchy. And
kid in the blue shirt, right?
Yeah.
Did you see him bobbing?
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, I was laughing too.
Okay, I guarantee you the actor was probably like, had already messed up a line or something like that, and probably said something really funny.
It was like the 27th take or something ridiculous.
And then explode. Like, who says explode? Who says explode? Okay, start it from the top.
Really tense cafeteria scene, take 27. Okay, Dave. You're up.
Oh, no.
Did we miss anything?
No, I think you got it. I think you covered
no,
it.
No, you...
Straight. No, listen, no, listen, I don't want
if you want to be on the podcast, it's part of the rules. You got to do a two-sentence synopsis.
One of us.
Okay. Let me think. This is a good movie. If you want to see the prequel to Die Hard, as he said, Jurassic Park, if you want to see Sean Astin at his most glorious... As he takes on bad guys, kicks ass, and takes names.
And takes his shirt off several times.
A lot of shirts being taken.
You're way over off. What two sentences?
Toy soldiers.
Oh, my hand is up on that one.
Oh, high five.
I gotta say, though, point of order, Sean Astin did have an earring. He had a stud.
Oh, he did?
He had a stud.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was overshadowed by the Jesus cross that was coming out.
Wait, it's almost like Sean Astin showed up with like, hey guys, no, I think my character is going to have a stud because he's a badass. And Will Wheaton's like, mine too, but he's got a chain with a cross because he's super badass. I'm Will Wheaton. Have you seen
but he always looked like he was in a 100-mile-an-hour wind. Like, that thing never stopped moving.
Just dangling. Even when he was dead, it was still dangling.
It was like, made of nickel. Like,
complaint about almost every movie made between 1987 and 92 is the flowy, pleated pants.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. The bad guy's pants were very high.
They were very pleated.
I think it was Navy SEALs when it was super high-waisted pants and then it was like the super wedgie pulled up his ass or something.
Yeah,
that was definitely Navy SEALs.
It's like an interview for fame. They're all like, thought they were going to sashay across like the cafeteria at different points.
That was also the guy's onesie in Biodome. Remember when he turned around at the press conference?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah. Again, it's the same time period.
The 90s were not kind to
fashion.
That's how you can tell they're bad guys. They dress like women and they had those ponytails, like the porn star ponytails.
They did have the porn star ponytail, yeah.
And I think Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. High-waisted pants and ponytails with pleated pants.
And also, he was actually a ballet dancer. The Blondie hardcore.
Oh, that's right.
Guy. He was a famous ballet dancer. What? They got to do that.
Oh, I now have a machine gun guy.
The brother.
Oh, the brother who came running out at the end. He was a ballet dancer.
Yeah,
he was a famous ballet dancer.
Oh, the guy who thought he was dead.
And came back. Yeah.
He was like the hardcore baddie, but he was a famous ballet dancer.
I don't think anybody was a famous ballet dancer.
Ballet or ballet?
Ballet.
Okay, I'm just like,
don't you block my accent, Pete.
I can't help it.
My
podcast is racist.
No, only towards Irish.
Still racist.
Had all of you guys seen this movie before tonight?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I was going to say, I hadn't seen it.
Okay. Well. Okay, so we have to ask you, Brian, because the rest of us weren't here at the beginning of when you saw it.
You know,
did this movie hold up for you?
100%. I really loved this movie. I was going in like trying to be like, all right, this is dumb. And of all the dumb 80 movies, like this was one
of the least dumb.
Well, this at least like it recognized like, okay, like we talked about it. Like when, you know, they'd be like, hey guys, I've got this awesome scheme. And everyone's like, no, that's a terrible idea. That's stupid. You're a child. We're going to go with the smart move. And then things go sideways.
And there was some foreshadowing in there when Will Wheaton was like, yeah, man, we're going to take their machine guns and we'll tear them apart. We'll rip them to shreds, I think is what he said. And everyone's like, No, you won't. Foreshadowing. Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. He foreshadowed the shit out of that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Foreshadowed his ass killed.
Well, he told no, yeah, like he got torn
very
off.
Well written.
No, but that part, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Before I couldn't speak.
That's what movies don't do now at all. Like, I was actually fully expecting this to be crap, but I actually thought it was very good. I didn't see it before, but I'll say it did help. It held up tonight. So yeah. I don't know if it would have held up when I watched it originally, but I assume so. Generally, that's the way it goes.
30 years ago, this movie came out.
Yeah, I think it would have been good 30 years ago, but I didn't see it, and I thought it was good tonight.
Hey, all right.
I'll give it like an A minus, holding up wise. Oh, so like right. That's yeah. Like a 92. Like
that's solid.
I have my issue. There are some.
It's got a lot of tropes.
Yeah, there's some tropes and there's some. You know, you went to a prep school. How, you know, and granted, you were a day student, but I'm true. Like, did people just like hang out in their underwear?
I mean, when I visited, they did.
Yeah.
Ooh,
well,
yeah.
How can? But actually, I will say, like, that in dorm rooms, like, people were in PJs, and like, if there was the guys' dorm, you know, they would probably be like walking around in like their underwear. I didn't hang out in the guys' dorm as much as I did the girls' dorm.
And did they hang out in their underwear?
They surprisingly did not.
Oh. Shocker.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was the first thing I learned.
To your penthouse.
Yeah. it wasn't like that these guys were constantly naked. It was while they were in their rooms, like, just hanging out, going to bed.
I'm not sure that matters. Like, it's not like a... I didn't think that was...
I didn't think it was a...
We noticed it, but it was more funny noticed than...
No, that's...
Like,
yeah, exactly.
I think if I was in high school and I was, like, suddenly forced to, like, bunk with, like, six other guys, I don't think I'd be like, all right, guys, let's get ready for bed. Everyone take off your clothes. Well, I feel like everyone would be, like, maybe sleeping in boxers.
I don't think it was like that,
because
some of them were... Like, one guy was in his underwear. Another guy was, like, in fully clothes. Another guy was kind of, like, in his t-shirt or whatever.
Some guys couldn't...
I thought that was kind of natural.
Yeah, like, it was a mix of it.
Well, some people couldn't sleep because, you know, your school's been taken over by terrorists. So,
details.
They're still going to school, though, as you pointed out. Why did they sit in class?
Learning about a book.
The chemistry teacher's dead. What are you going to do during chemistry class?
Like,
that's a chemistry teacher.
We had that one student, that one character was like, fuck it, I'm just smoking. He's just sitting there like smoking.
The guy with asthma? Oh, yeah.
You mean the linchpin actor who literally like created every scene they needed?
Was that actor also in Dead Poets?
I don't know if he was in Dead Poets. He was in Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
So are we four for the deal that you say held up?
Oh, it definitely held up.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. No,
I was
very impressed with the writing. I was very impressed with the way, because every time they went to do something, I was like, no, this is fucking dumb. They wouldn't do that. And then they explained it very well. Like, the whole thing about, like, this kid has a plan, and yeah, he could probably do it. And you're like, they're going to do their own SWAT team thing. And they go, yeah, we're going to do our own SWAT team thing, or we're going to give them what they want. We're not going to rely on some teenager. And then, through good writing, they get to the scenario where they do have to rely on the teenager. And I thought that was great, because we're watching so much crap now where just a little bit of thought gone into it, they could make the film so much better. So many examples of, like, this is nonsense. Could they not write their way into this scenario and then I could enjoy it a bit more? So I really liked that part of it. I thought it was great.
What I really enjoyed was, like, the tension when Billy is outside the gate and he has to get back, and he suddenly trips and falls, and he's soaking wet. And he's like,
nice
"What
touch.
The fuck am I gonna do?"
That was a nice touch.
Running down the hallway, you could, and I noticed that his socks were still on; they were wet. And then next thing I noticed, he's like reaching down to pull his socks off, and I was like, "Okay, nice."
And then you grab the towel that he was using; like,
there was a lot of nice touches like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought the bad guy was gonna take him to the shower room and be like, "Which one of these is wet?"
Well, you're clearly a better terrorist than...
I really thought that's where they were going.
I think the other thing, too, and one of the things that I noticed and I pointed out was that
instead of just beat him down.
Yeah, this movie was predicated on the fact that these terrorists really didn't want to shoot kids. They were not here to, like, execute kids. They were just, we're going to use them as leverage. Our goal is to get this
guy
out of jail.
They actually wanted the other kid to use as leverage... And they were going to kill a specific kid that got taken.
They weren't going to kill him either. I think
there
was a trade.
Yeah, they were going
to kidnap. The whole idea was just to kidnap one.
Yeah, they just wanted that one kid
from her dad. That was the whole idea.
Oh, I think their idea was to take over the school, because they started planting the bombs everywhere. Like, they clearly, but they wanted that one kid. That was the leverage.
Yeah,
that's why they were targeted.
No, I mean, as believable as a film like this can be believable.
Oh yeah,
it makes sense.
I have to admit, like, once you get past the whole, so they took over a school. To try to leverage against
a case. They could have pulled them from home.
Here's my segue, though, because this movie, I think, needs to be rebooted. because I think it could be done better today. I really do.
That could nearly be applied to every movie. I'd be okay with that.
I feel like they could do, like, they're cyber criminals. There could be a whole different angle rather than just like a trading terrorist kind of thing. But it could be kids of high-flying bankers or things like that, cryptocurrency stuff, a lot more of the tech angle to it. And then, you know, shit goes sideways. Obviously, stuff has to go sideways. But do you? I want to know where you guys sit on that. Like, I'm already in the camp of, like, I want to see a reboot.
I'm not saying I want to see a reboot because I enjoyed it so much, but I would be okay with a reboot. And I certainly...
I'd be interested to see what they come up with.
Yeah, it's hard to want to reboot a movie that you really liked, especially, like, I just saw it for the first time. But there were things that could have been improved. I mean, it's not an action movie, but I think the action scenes at the end are probably where it fell apart the most for me.
there was a couple of dirt piece stunts.
You mean the black outfitted... The guy is, like, running and he, like, dives on the ground and, like, bounces. And that's what every kid has always done when we're playing, like, cops and robbers or, like, army guy and, like, jump on the ground. Yeah, man!
Movie with, like, a lot of storyline... things that made sense. There were some odd things, like with the helicopter, like just appearing behind them as if they wouldn't have heard it, like literally miles away. Helicopters are loud. It's not like that was going to be like a surprise sneak attack, you know.
Yeah, it didn't ruin the movie for me, but it could have been done better. That could easily be done better.
Little touches, but that's not a big thing though.
What I would imagine, I think you're right, Neil. I think the problem is that they built up this great movie with a lot of tension and a lot of threat of force, and then someone was like, no guys, like, we need to bring helicopters, and there's going to be a big shootout because that's what everyone expects. And if instead they just made it where, like, snipers just started taking out all at once all the guys.
That's 100% what would happen. And then, they wouldn't come out with helicopters because they knew where they were. That was the whole point.
And there was also...
What was the point in getting their location if they weren't
going to
just...
And then with the terrorists already going to the extreme of wiring the whole building with bombs, like, to prove that they're quote-unquote being serious, but then you were saying before that... Oh, well, they didn't really want to kill any of the kids. Well, if this was to be, like, I feel like the movies today would be more of like, well, shit went sideways early. Kids got killed right off the bat. The terrorists are serious. They do an execution right off the top.
Yeah.
Where, no, but, like, well, I mean, seriously, I get it, yeah. But seriously, they, right? Like, and
they do that now.
And then that actually pushes the kids psychologically to get, like, no, we have to fight back because we're dead anyways. And, like, there are those kind of movies that are already, you know...
I think you're right on that because this is predicated on the kids get away with more because they don't really want to shoot kids. But if you push them... Because right now, the kids could have been, like...
It just felt like they were...
We don't have to do any of this.
They're like the bad boy kids in the school that get away with stuff.
Yeah.
And the headmaster is like... Do you hear the water running? Yeah, it's running. Okay, well then we can go.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave was running the water.
But it's off now.
Right, but, you know, if you had in the movie where shit already goes a little sideways and, you know, one or two of the kids, like, already die off the beginning. You know, they killed the one kid that's connected to the mob in this movie.
Right, but they explain very well. Like, it does make sense,
though, because he was the one kid that they want... That they would have allowed out.
Well, right.
Because of their connection.
And it's because the dad pulled a favor with the father in prison.
Right. And then the kid, like, hates his father already because he doesn't like the mafia or whatever. And he's like, fuck your dad. And, like, he gets pissed off and does a completely petulant child thing.
Well, he didn't want to leave his friends. Like, these are his friends. Like,
yeah,
these are his buddies.
Exactly.
No, he did a dumbass thing.
He did a dumbass thing.
I keep saying the same thing. All of the story-driven aspects of it, for me, were very good.
I feel like if they could reboot this... In a way, they could actually make it very very tight with the world that we live in today.
Right, I could see where pushing
it could
the kids
be up, it could be updated in a way that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
cell phones though maybe would have made like.
And William Shatner could be the actual headmaster,
like the doddering old headmaster.
Yeah, dude, William Shatner would be.
You would have
Marcus
William
Brody.
Shatner as the kid if you were alive.
No, I would not. Because Shatner would be perfect as the headmaster in this one.
I want Idris Elba to be Gossett Jr.'s role.
Ooh, good
vice
call.
Principal.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Who would play Sean Astin?
I'd bring in a nobody. I feel like that this is a role like that you can give to some up-and-coming guy.
Jaden Smith? Like, Will Smith's would be one of the kids in there.
No, he's too...
Is he too old now?
Well, I don't think he's necessarily too old, but I think he's too full of himself.
Would Tom Holland work? Timothy Chalamet.
We use Tom Holland for every young person. I do. I use Tom Holland for every person.
I usually go to Timothy Chalamet because those are like the only two young people I know. What are you? What are you, kids? Hi, kids. What do you
know? Any of the like, TV,
what about one of the kids from It, though?
Oh yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Or a Stranger Things kids.
Yeah.
They're also, one of those our types. Other go-to, anyone who listens to the podcast, Break and Play, will hear Tom Holland.
The Stranger Kids, what are those guys up to now?
What are they doing what these are they days? Doing now? What are these doing?
They're young and hip, right?
They're no, cool. That's 2016.
Who would you have be like the terrorist guy, like the big bad?
I'd actually have someone like Bruce Willis, weirdly. Like, because...
How old is his dad in this movie?
No. If we're rebooting, you can actually reboot the storyline. It doesn't have to be a dad. It can just be a straight terrorist. Because
a business partner.
Yeah, it's a business partner. It's a bank robbery. It's a cryptocurrency thing. And he's a mastermind. And he's doing it to invoke terror or something like that. Ooh.
There was a nice thread, though, where this guy was like, I went to prep school in the United States, too. Like, he was kind of one of them.
Right, you that's know? True.
And there was like a lot of like father-son things. A lot of father-son things. And he was closer to them than like being a dad.
Okay, that's fair. That. That's fair.
No, that's a good point.
So who would you throw out there?
I mean, you know, it's kind of doesn't matter. He's just kind of like a villain guy.
I think it matters.
Man,
they turned on you fast.
I'm sorry, dude. What's your man?
Timothy Oliphant?
Yeah.
Anybody could be a bad guy like that.
Well, see, I was thinking Cillian Murphy because I really love him in Peaky Blinders.
Cillian Murphy.
Cillian?
Dude, that cuts me deep.
I'm sorry. I've only seen it written.
I was racist.
Thank you for correcting me on how to pronounce his name all these years.
Dude, Cillian.
It's spelled with a C. C-I-L-I-A-N umlaut somewhere.
So that was key.
Okay, yeah. How do you spell it? Siobhan.
You want to know how to spell Siobhan?
S-I-O-B-H-H-Q to the third power.
Fada.
There's
no Fada in Killian. Killian is like an English word, but it's like he's a very famous actor.
So is Worcester, and no one can get that right.
So I couldn't pronounce Oliphant, but I kind of asked. I was like, Timothy.
Who'd you ask?
Timothy Oliphant? I asked you. I said, is it Timothy Oliphant? Well,
I went with
Kim. I'm here to correct you on the Irish.
I appreciate
your
that. That's why we bring you here. It's for your ethnicity.
Yeah. Anyway, he would be quite a good baddie. And then because of his roots, you could make it an IRA organization. See what I did there?
I think anything that's not American, like it's sort of like, you know, I shouldn't say it doesn't matter, but it could have been anywhere outside of America, and it didn't really affect.
Well, I don't think it needs to be. I think it actually could be, and it would make more sense as a homegrown terrorist.
Or that, too, yeah.
Well, then it couldn't be Killian Murphy.
Oh, why not? They know how to practice accents, don't they?
Yeah. Wasn't he American in, the Inception?
Years. Yeah, he was. So there.
And in The Dark Knight?
So there.
He has range.
Is Ruth getting on the podcast now? Is she thumping around down there?
I don't think she's thumping.
I can hear the it's coming through.
Sorry.
So, all right. So
Idris Elba could be a good baddie. Have you ever seen him in Beast of Revelation? He's a scary. I feel like
Would you guys have your kids watch this movie? Let's move on.
Not for a while.
A little bit older, like say 9.
Teenagers. Teenagers.
The whole first open.
As a teenager.
Well, the sex thing on the phone. I know it was only phone sex, but it was like,
only phone sex. Yeah. It's all they had.
That was pretty realistic, actually. Like, that's what it was like.
You don't want to give your kids any ideas, but when they're teenagers.
Yeah.
Well, I got to admit, I did like that you could tell that both, Gossett Jr. and Marcus Brody were pretty impressed with the level of pranks.
I love that we can only know him as Marcus Brody.
Marcus Brody, whatever his name is, rest in peace. But that was a pretty interesting. Like, we'd have to set up that these guys are very good at pulling elaborate pranks and not just like.
Well, that was the point. They were clever.
They were very clever.
And like a lot of work to move that office.
Well, keep in mind, this is his third school. So how long has he been in this school? Like a month, and he's already found like the hidden bunker.
And has like the coolest friends. Well connected.
Well, just like
he's
prison.
Got the, like a senator's son and a congressman's son and a mafia boss's son and he's the son
and
of
then
the
some kid who's in asthma.
He's a contractor. It's the third. third largest construction company
in the world.
Yeah. A contractor.
Yeah. My last name's Onassis.
Why so angsty, Sean?
He's got a real problem with authority.
Would you have your kids watch it?
Yeah, I'd have my kids watch it. I'd say like around 9 or 10, you know.
Neil's like, I already had my kids watch it.
You know, the phone sex thing, I think they'd be like, they're talking naughty talk.
Oh, I don't know.
I only hear mom and dad talk like that late at night.
I would have my kids watch in the sense that I think there's like stuff they could glean from it that's like good.
What was it like when you were a kid, Dad?
I mean, these kids aren't like shining examples of humanity, but they're very realistic, and I think it shows a lot of like good from these people.
In that respect,
I would let them watch it.
Yeah. Okay. And the Band of Brothers thing, like together in this.
Isn't that the salient point? Like, it's not like when they're 30, they can watch whatever they want. When would you let them watch it? I wouldn't let them watch it till they were, like Pete said, teenagers, I would think.
Just because of the phone sex thing?
Not just the phone sex thing. There was a kid shot and, like, gone down. I guess. Well, I suppose...
Whenever I let them watch rated R movies, I let them watch this.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I saw Terminator at 6, so...
Your 3-year-old watches The Mandalorian, so I'm like...
That's true.
You see, only shot in the head in that.
There's a lot of violence.
True,
violence.
But we didn't. That's kind of no one got cherry though. Pied in the front.
There's
of
There's a lot of like the Force.
Yeah, but still,
there's not a funny violence.
You get Force choke.
That's not gonna on the Mandalorian. It'll be here all night.
Oh, Hugo found a lighter on the ground today when we walked up the hill, and someone's like, "Oh, what is that?" And he's like, "Oh, that's a Nickelback lighter." So
because Hugo, it had Nickelback on it.
So Hugo knows about Nickelback. I think he could probably watch this movie pretty soon.
You let your son know about Nickelback?
Why did you let your son learn about Nickelback?
I don't know.
He picked up in the streets.
Why is there something specific about? Was it like a Nickelback lighter? Did it have like the Nickelback symbol?
Yeah, it was like the band was on it.
Oh,
why is Nickelback?
Was it in
such
a photograph?
A
did he look at the photograph?
Like, he looked at the photograph.
Look at the photograph.
Nickelback is such pop culture here, like, you know, and you love to take the piss out of it. And like, I'm like. Wasn't that a good band at some point? That's all I know about that.
Oh,
thing.
Well,
like,
it's just an incredibly successful band that no one knows how.
But here, it's like Creed. It's the meme everywhere.
So it's like the Spice Girls.
And it's like the Spice Girls.
Somehow, everybody hates them, yet they have done something.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Whoa. I love Hootie and the Blowfish.
I'm just saying, but everyone hates them.
No.
Except you.
Dude.
But everyone owned
just
the album in 1993.
I'm afraid I derailed us a little bit, guys.
I feel like we're onto something.
What are we watching next week, guys?
Well, we talked about Taps.
We did talk about Taps.
We also talked about Iron Eagle.
So,
do we go with school?
Another school shooting type military academy where the kids take over the military academy and they're supposed to, like, they're closing down the academy and they don't want to leave and Tom Cruise is in it and he gets killed.
Spoiler.
I haven't seen it.
What?
I also haven't seen Iron Eagle, so, like,
I would be more in favor of, like, the Iron Eagle Digstown.
Okay. Yeah, I'm done with Iron Eagle.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah, let's go see some Louis Gossett.
Is it Louis? Louis?
We can ask the interwebs.
Cillian.
Cillian.
Back-to-back school, though. Did this work with... Because I was against Caddyshack into Happy Gilmore. Did that work? Is it good to do, like, back-to-back, like, you know...
I enjoy Caddyshack into Happy Gilmore.
Did that work out?
I mean, it was a good golf, but I would love to do Gossett to Gossett.
Gossett to Gossett's a good...
that was the favorite thing of the whole... Like, the amount of times you said his name throughout the entire thing. He's not, like, the main, you know, character in it, but you're just...
But
like,
he's so good!
The gravitas.
Does that mean that, like, after Iron Eagle next week, we have to do Officer and Gentleman after that?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Well, I kept seeing that. Like, this is, like, a, you know...
I feel like you're going to change the name of the podcast.
The Louis Gossett Jr.
Gossiping on Gossett.
That's good.
That's gonna be my side project that I'm gonna do solo.
That's not fair.
Hey, man, that fast.
I'm a peacock. I gotta fly.
Oh, man. Guys, send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. Send us what movies you want us to watch. What was from the mailbag last week? Too much to list.
I mean, obviously. It's so hard to sort through all of the junk mail. We're pre-approved for a credit card. Gmail has upped our security because apparently we don't use it enough and it thought I was hacking into it.
True.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's where we are in the mailbag.
All right, that's awesome. Any parting words or shots, my friends? Buy a Chevrolet.
If you could rename the movie, what would you rename it? Because I'm not sold on the title.
Well, we learned that this was actually a book.
and the title of the book was Toy Soldiers, but I think you're right. Like, it's a little off.
I don't think it's a bad title, though. Like,
well, because they're
way to put me on the spot, Neil. Do you have an answer? Why don't we hear yours first? We can riff off of that. What would you call this movie?
That's a good question. I don't know. I didn't have an answer. The title didn't strike me as something I would want to watch under back siege. In the day, which is probably
what I was going to say. I was going to say School Under Siege. Or...
Yeah, I got nothing. So,
all right, apparently we need help with this one. So. Phone a friend.
Wait to tee it up. Like, I mean, yeah. Sometimes when people do something like this, you know, oh, that's such a plan.
Usually,
they already had, like,
you ask us this question while workshops. We're still watching the movie so we can workshop something.
Yeah. Apparently, guys.
A terrorist and a gentleman.
Kid terrorists? No.
They're not the...
Terrorizing kids. I don't know. It's got... what an anticlimactic end to this
podcast. Yeah, somebody's going to think of something very clever the second you press stop.
No! All right, guys. That's it for us. We will see you next week when we do Iron Eagle. All right, it's settled. Do-do-do-do-do.